Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
They say January. Hey, emphasis boss. On worry.
Yeah, boss.
Now, there's a story that you would have seen. And I remember when the thing was trending on Twitter. And ordinarily, I wouldn't discuss something that happens on Twitter because, that's for Twitter. However, this story was on News24 yesterday. And so now I was like, okay, I guess maybe it is part of national discourse. We can discuss it. There's a lady, Siviwe Matrus. Siviwe had the unfortunate incident of being laid off. And she's got two sons who needed to go back to school, but they couldn't go back because their fees had not been paid. Ish. So she then started a backer buddy. A backer buddy is basically crowdfunding where people can go and donate small amounts of money and then you raise the tally however much it is and hopefully you reach your target. When she did this, Pearl Tusi, bless her soul, then reached out to her on Twitter and said, "Don't worry, I've got you." And she tagged another friend of hers, DJ Zintle. And the idea was that they would donate and so Miss Matrus would not need the backer buddy. She then took down that link, a backer buddy, because she's like, okay, singing grandi, I'm sorted.
Makes sense.
Now, let me also just give you background. Generally, if you are in the public eye, people do reach out needing all sorts of help. I can't speak for anybody else, but for us, we get all sorts of requests. It's just the nature of how things are.
This morning, I just got a request, someone asking me to pay rent. Yesterday, somebody else needed tuition fee as well to register.
100%.
Daily it happens.
Yeah. Now, when the time came for, I guess, Pearl and Zintle to pay up, Pearl was nowhere to be found.
Oh.
And this lady had taken down her backer buddy link.
Oh.
So now she was left stranded in the dwang. On the one hand, I don't know. I haven't spoken to Pearl about this. She is a friend of mine, but I haven't spoken to her about it. Look, December, okay. So when the time comes, it's possible she didn't have the money herself. I don't know. But also, you know, when you see somebody in need and you try and offer help, you got to follow through with it.
Yeah, if you commit, yeah.
Yeah. Angazi, I don't know, man. It's a tough one. I kind of see both sides, but hey, yeah.
It's look, if Pearl, you know, said she's going to help and then didn't help, even though there was nothing fishy about the request, that's disingenuous. But also, I don't think she would. Why would she do that knowing that it's probably going to come out in public? What I've picked up is some people do need money. We don't know really what for, but they then claim it's for certain things. And when you inquire or when you say, send me the banking details, and sometimes you check and you realize these are not the school's banking details. I should be paying directly to the school. And then they would have sent personal details. And then sometimes then you reach that stalemate privately. And it's possible, unless we reach out to Pearl, that that's maybe what happened. So I do give her the benefit of the doubt. But if all is as it seems, that's super disingenuous to offer help and then not help.
Mm.
Yeah, because my question now is, what happened to the kids? It was back to school literally yesterday. Ish. So if they're sitting at home because someone made a commitment to do something for you and you had already head started, you know, the whole process, it is really disingenuous. So please, Caesar, find out from your friend.
I was just being open, like, I know her as a friend, but I'm going to get in Dabazake.
Because, yeah, the question is, where's the situation at right now? Did X or Twitter, you know, jump to the occasion to help this lady? Because I think that's what's most important. All the other details we can worry about later.
So I went down a bit of a wormhole, a rabbit hole on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's just not too deep. But I see so the lady says the last time she had contact with Pearl was 19 September. With Pearl asking, is the money in or didn't the money come in? Something along those lines. Some people on Twitter have already given us some money, it seems. But she's still, well, at least 10 hours ago, she was still short of what she needed to register the kids for this year.
So, wait, are you saying Pearl then pretended she had paid the money when in fact she hadn't?
Well, this is the only evidence we have, right? But that's what it seems like happened.
And I'm sure if she managed to amass or, you know, raise some sort of money, she would have been able to come to some sort of agreement with the school. Because I keep going back to where's the situation at right now? Where are the kids? Because that's the most important thing. And then we can figure everything else.
But we also don't know how much she owes.
Correct.
And fees can be, I mean, if she was already in debt last year, that compounds. This year, there's registration fees and there's also arrears. Hey. So, according to a statement here, the amount of money she owes, 7,600.
$7,000.
That's
how much she
owes. I mean, I got me, but okay, that doesn't seem like a lot now.
Oh, pay to someone about. Come to 7,000 fair.
Is this what they mean when they say it's a thought that counts?
Oh.
Well, you see, that's another thing, because she meant well when she reached out. Hey,
but she asked her, has the money, have you received the money? But did she say what the response was? Well,
she said she's been talking to herself in people's DMs since.
Oh, dear. Mm.
She was tagged. So it's like me deciding to be a good Samaritan. Then let's go, hey, me and Solo are going to help you out. Usala tia vuga. How? Says I'm too male. Hey, season, get up. So that one is literally my lie. We can exclude her. But yeah, look, again, I'm not defending Pearl, but she's not on Twitter these days because it says Nimneta.
Yeah.
So she's never there. And like, I know she doesn't check her Twitter account. So again, Angazi, I don't know. Give us a shout though and tell us what your thoughts are. 086-000-00959.
No, it's like those guys at a funeral, you know, emotions are high. They've got the platform to talk at the funeral and they make promises to kids that, you know, your dad, your mother is gone, I got your back. And then months later, when kids try to reach out to them, they are nowhere to be found. Or they make those utterances that, you know what, I've got problems also. So it's generally, don't make promises that you cannot keep because you've got a platform to shine.
It's not okay to judge, but the fact that she's so silent kind of says she's guilty, you know? I mean, at the end of the day, yes, we shouldn't be expecting celebrities to just jump every time somebody asks for something. But with Pearl, it's different, you know? She actually committed to saying, I will be helping this person. So I think there's something is fishy there. She shouldn't be this quiet, man. I mean, if she claims the money was deposited, you know, show the proof. At the end of the day, you're a public figure, Joe. If everyone actually saw the fact that, oh my God, Pearl has jumped in to say she's going to be helping. If you really have paid, then just show the proof, because now you're being painted as this person doesn't keep her promises.
Eish, keep the voice notes coming.
Good morning, Sizwe and the team. I remember the story very well. And when she tagged DJ Zinhle at that time, I knew that it was not going to happen. I knew it, because how dare you raise up your hand and then you take someone who didn't even raise up their hand. I was like, this girl is not going to pay this money. She is broke. She's broke. She doesn't have money. Guys, what is doing now? Gigs. Like, she doesn't have money. Where does she get the money?
Nah. It's not about Pearl. It's about the situation. If you offer help and then when it's time to deliver the help, for some reason you can't, how do you then handle it?
You know, one thing that this whole issue reminds me of is that, and as much as, you know, we may need help sometimes from people, you know, we're not entitled, you know, to that help. So sometimes when that help doesn't come, you know, we should deal with it in other ways, but not feel entitled to the help. Or even though, like, she may have been wrong for offering help and not coming through, but yeah.
I definitely hear the parts about entitlement, because some people actually do approach you as if they're entitled to something. Mm. Then you got to ask yourself, hey, ang na inganela. I'm not saying that's the case here, but yes, it does happen. But also, here's another thing, right? This lady had a backer buddy link up. If she'd kept the link, people would have attacked her. Said, Aibo, why do you still need donations when you've already got this thing sorted out?
You're greedy.
Yabo?
But my thing is, once someone commits to helping you, you do have some level of entitlement. And you don't need to be rude about it, but entitled in such a way that if Caesar says, Saul, I will help you publicly, then me going into your inbox saying, hey, man, thank you so much. When can I expect it? That is some level of entitlement, rightfully so, because you've committed.
Hey, this is a tricky one, for real, because now there's a person who relied on someone with some assist. She was obliged to, but yena was committed. Usisi was out there asking for help, and I was committed. So that's really bad. That's really bad. And we all know about Peltusi, and she never beats the allegations. But anyway, it's a collab. I'm trying to advise you, Usisi. Sometimes downgrading is not a problem. You make your kids understand. And Pume a private to get a government school for the time being until we be settled in our bishop. Then you take the kids out again, but we say allow for the because no one owes you anything at the end of the day. You have to make it work for you and your kids. If it is a left figure, it's left figure, but you cannot live on expectation. Because like we're saying now, where is she gonna get the money now for this year if she still owes the previous year? So it's like piling up of debt, and that affects the kids as well.
Yo, le ega peltsus, it's a tough one. So I know ukuthi kuzoba khona a judgment bese sizohlukana again. Like you said, ukuthi sonke siya ravazeka ngo December and then we worry again go January. I would not say maybe Iena, she has been in that position ukuthi uravazekile ngo December manje akasazi, but I would have said then bekafanele reach out to the lady ukuthi okay, sharp, I'm still working on something, ngizokunceda. Just to be honest or maybe open about it, kodwa lokho could have helped the situation. Manje njengoba besho ukuthi there's no proof of payment, kusho khona ukuthi maybe people are thinking she was just lying. Kwaze kwabuhlungu-ke kodwa because maybe she wanted to really help him.
Hey, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Saul, here's a question for you.
Yeah. Saul, uyaphi? Uzobuya nala fever yase China, sigule sonke. Another lockdown ngenxa yakho. Hayi ngeke. Hlala phe South Africa. Uyaphi? Morning, Kaya.
Shop, ngempela kodwa uyaphi se? Uyaphi China?
Hey, bangibhadala kahle nyosebenza.
Co traffic in China.
Traffic in China. They need me.
Yeah, mina into engifuna ukuyazi ukuthi kahle kahle o sisters or brothers ne lo onenkinga ngendaba zama fees and stuff for abantwana oyazi ukuthi ipokoto liyavuza and stuff mara bayisa kule kolo lezi zi expensive. I assume ukuthi zi expensive why angavela abayise kwindawo azi ukuthi vele she can afford and stuff. Well, that's my two cents.
Also a good question. Act your wage.
Nah, most people on Twitter are scammers, and I would say 90% are scammers and just want to benefit from other people. And the other 10% register their kids at private schools and then expect us to pay for them. So I don't understand how South Africans think. Claiming to be Kuro single mums and nonsense like that. Wow. Like, difficult to know who to help and who not to help these days.
Eish. There's a lot of scammers. Nami, I've fallen victim a few times. So yeah. That one I'm not going to attest to.
Guys, life does happen. When you had planned out a better future for Wena, then life decides otherwise. But as people, we need to learn to swallow our pride and downgrade. A good friend of mine, who life was happening for Wena, then life happened, lost a job, company care value. He then downgraded to asuka kwi private school, wayesabantwana kwi public, then wa downgrade indlu wabuye lokushini. So yeah, my advice, the relief that we can give as a public, it's short term. Akacabangi long term solution, which is part of downgrading.
Oh, Solomon's 2025. Yeah, she's a good play doll. Let's hope we are not jinxing it again. Tomo, learn about the school fees then. I'm with you. I'm not sure who else make mention of Buzguti. Kota, if there's already money that she received, I mean, whatever that she has, that woman, and then go and say, school, this is how much I have. I'm sure they can always make some sort of an exception in there. And yes, the figure, it's big. But then again, it is not big. But the school can realize, good to know, she made an attempt. And then they can always, you know, try and be lenient. Either they'll say one child or maybe perhaps we'll say, okay, we give you up until such a time. So, which now makes me to even question, would the lady, did she even really receive the money? Or, I don't know, she's making the whole thing for us to have other questions.
Hey, well, yeah, iyayenzeka azi umoya we-festive sometimes unokujabula ujabule ngoba ushayeni egodini vela uthembise izinto ezingekho hayi bese kufika-ke i-situation ukuthi hhayi le nto bosibhekile azisekho-ke eyi ayisho kufana nala bantu laba basifuna ama-CV njalo uma badakiwe amase basuba bayadabula so bekumele nje akhulume naye shemuphele if bekangekho intoxicated asho ukuthi angisakhoni mangabe kunjalo vele.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.